No one from this justice seeking. I shall not get justice for myself from anyone except surely from him who is nearer to me than I. For this I-hood comes to me from him moment by moment. Therefore, when this has failed me, I see him. As one who is counting out gold to you, you keep your gaze directed towards him, not towards yourself.
Did you hear the example he made? I love this. This is very beautifully said. Look at you. Whenever I look at you, I see you looking at what you have in your hand. Because you only notice your power, your belonging, your havings. Silly, somebody is giving you some money. Don't look at your hand. Look at his hand, counting the money. When you go to the bank, you don't look at your hand. You look at the teller, right? He's counting the money. So look at you, this breath is being given to you like this. Look at that hand which is giving you this breath. Breath by breath, moment by moment. Of course, your logic will skip this because you think you are alive, right? I'm alive, therefore I am here. This is the claim of your brain. I don't think like that. I think now I'm alive. And again. And again, with each breath, again I'm alive. And that life is here just for that short period of time. Life is not in me. Life is coming in me with each breath. Isn't that right? Don't take the next breath and remain alive. It's like that. And this breath is being given to me. I'm not looking there. I'm looking at the breath I have. The one I have, that's the going one, that's the dying one, that's momentary. I'm not that. He said, like somebody is counting money to you, look at that. Somebody is giving you the breath. Look at that hand. Yes, end of the paragraph. Because you don't look at that. Now, Omar is going to give him a lecture.
So, can I ask one question?
No. Look at her. I said no, and she's not satisfied. Omar is going to give a very long, long lecture. Okay? This long lecture follows another paragraph, which is another story. Which is not a real story. It's a story of two angels. The prayer of the angels, actually. It is the somehow the end of this story. Rumi will bring everything back together in these four pages. Because we'll be ready to go to the last story of first half. I divide it like that and I insist to make some sense out of it. Therefore, we have two choices. First is quickly looking at these two paragraphs and be ready for the next story. That's the key stuff. Of course, we will not do that. Next time to come back to it because we don't want to push it. Do we? So we'll stop right here. Because we have to be ready. Omar will talk about some stuff which is completely illogical. Imagine somebody declaring that sobriety exists from recollection of what is past. Past and the future are the curtain from God. He wants to let you know that thinking about past and the future is illusion. Past is not here, future is not here, and you will miss the existing one who is giving you the breath. You think about the last breath or the future one. Is now. Existence is now and only now. It's not history, it's not future. Future may not be here, at least for us. It could finish tonight. It could be finished in 5 seconds. I told you a couple of months ago, less than a couple of months, only 2 months ago, suddenly we realized that one asteroid crossed our path and missed us, slightly missed, means past the Earth, between the Moon and the Earth. And we just discovered it 2 days later. I mean, when we realized it was here, it was supposed to, if it was a crash, we wouldn't know, nobody would know. All of us believe that, they're looking at the sky, they will let us know, we will know. All of them is nonsense. Nonsense. Suddenly they realize that, you know what? It missed us. Missed us really slightly. Imagine that. It was between the Moon and the Earth, and it went away. And that one was enough to eliminate the life on the Earth. Do we know that? Do we like to think about that? No. We wipe it out, right? Because whatever this logic is talking is something we're listening to, and this logic is talking about past and the future. For past you make up stories, and for future, God. Therefore, we leave the story to this because we have to come back to you next week. What happened to that lady? Killed herself? In some classes. That's why I say you are not supposed to have questions. Rumi says when you have questions. You know what Rumi says about questions? Very directly he will say, when you ask questions, you make it more difficult. When you don't ask questions, it will be easier to be solved because your logic will make it more complicated. It's always like that. And this is direct translation, will be there next time. So, let's hear it in Persian, that melancholic one. I'll start from 21:27. پای استدلالیان چوبین بود، پای چوبین سخت بی تمکین بود. غیر آن بود به زمان دیده‌ور که از ثباتش کوه گردد خیج سر. پای نابینا عصا باشد، عصا تا نیفتد سرنگون او بر پسا. آن سواری کو سپه را شد ظفر، اهل دین را کیست سلطان بصر. با عصا پوران اگر ره میدند در پناه خلق روشن بودند. گر نبینایان بودندی و شهان، جمله کوران مردندی در جهان. نیز کوران کشت آید نی درود نی امارت نی تجارت ها و سود. گر نکردی رحمت و افضالتان، در شکستی چوب استدلالتان. این عصا چه بد قیاسات و دلیل، آن عصا که دادشان بینا جلیل. چون عصا شد آلت جنگ و نفیر، آن عصا را خورد بشکن ای زلیل. او عصا تان داد تا پیش آمدید، آن عصا از خشم هم بر وی زدید. حلقه کوران به چه کار اندرید، دیدبان را در میان آورید. دامن او گیر کو دادت عصا، در نگر کادم چه ها دید از عصا. معجزه موسی و احمد در نگر، چون عصا شد مار و استون با خبر. از عصا ماری و از استون هنین، 5 نوبت میزنند از بحر دین. گرنه نامعقول بودی این مزه، چه بودی حاجت به چندین معجزه. هرچه معقول است عقلش میخورد، بی بیان معجزه بی جر و مند. این طریقه big shape.